USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Guardsmen and local law enforcement used pepper spray and flashbangs to disperse protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Tuesday as tensions ran high for a third straight night following the cop killing of Dante Wright. 60 people in the area were arrested Tuesday night. Dante was being arrested for an armed robbery warrant when the cop mistook her service revolver for a taser during the struggle. Health officials stress that there have been no reports of serious side effects with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, and even with J&J, there's only 6 cases of blood clots reported so far. Janet Woodcock, the acting Food and Drug Administration commissioner, said the pause could be for a matter of days. A CNN director admitted that the network actively worked to get President Trump out of office, even creating propaganda on issues they knew little about to further the goal. In a secretly recorded conversation, CNN technical director Charlie Chester said, "Look what we did. We, as in CNN, got Trump out." USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
Coinbase, the country's largest cryptocurrency exchange, is expected to go public today at what could be a valuation better than $100 billion. This gives crypto a Wall Street seal of legitimacy after an early existence marred by ties to illicit goods. The Nasdaq last night gave Coinbase a $250 per share reference price. Several former Trump administration officials are starting a new political group looking to promote the 45th president's policies. Former Trump domestic policy head Brooke Rollins announced the launch of the America First Policy Institute in a video on Tuesday. Former Trump White House advisors Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump will be informal advisors to the new group. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday will try to advance a bill that could lead to reparations for black Americans as part of a broader effort to address centuries of enslavement. It does face an uphill climb in Congress, where prominent Republicans oppose the measure, and none have joined the 175 Democrats who signed on as co-sponsors. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's another NASCAR weekend in Richmond, Virginia. Trucks on Saturday afternoon, and then the Cup Series continues Sunday. We sat down with driver Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about the changes for 2021 and what he's looking forward to as we get deeper into the season.
You know, just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. CODA's, we did tire test out at COTA, and that was a really unique, different track, very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like, kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that, I thought was fun, and that, and I think it's going to be a good show. And, never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
How about the next gen race car set to debut next year?
I think, you know, for me and for our team, I think it's, you know, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background at JGR, they're working on the new car. Everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, the 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on, you know, the job at hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So, there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, what's closest to us right now.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.